good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Dan Blackburn. This is the Dream Plan Execute podcast. I've been podcasting in a more traditional way for the last 15 years. I've been podcasting through phone calls and through a series of different technologies. And now, based on some direction from some very impressionable and respected friends, I'm doing a podcast, my first podcast officially. Well, not really officially, because I've done podcasts before where I've created content and curriculum for my danblackburn.com and my Pillars of Greatness. Yeah, that's it. Pillars of Greatness program. That's available on my website. But this is the first time I've done a daily podcast and a way to share my message with you and you and anyone else. So interesting. I had this moment yesterday where I was reading something about being in the moment and about how, you know, what we do moment to moment is based on our perspectives and our perception. And then about 20 minutes later, I'm on Facebook and I find a quote from Eckhart Tolle. And he says that being in the moment, the key is to be in the moment and then proceed. So, you know, get connected and then proceed. And I thought, okay, that's kind of weird. But at the same time, I thought, yeah, I get that, right? Get in the moment, get focused, get dialed in. But the challenge is for me, the challenge, I don't know if this is true for you, but the challenge for me is to get in the moment and just be focused on my stuff, on the things that I'm doing, my passions, my fire, my energy, my intentions, my dreams, my goals, my family, my friends, all of that stuff that's mine that I own. Like, this is, I'm chasing this dream down and you're not going to stop me. But the thing that gets in my way, I don't know if this is true for you, but the thing that gets in my way is when I start comparing me to you. I compare myself to the next guy. And I do it in so many ways. I do it financially. Well, he has more, or he has a better car, or he has something, a girlfriend. He has a bigger house. He has a bigger career. And there's two things that struck me when I read this quote, was that I'm comparing myself to him, and I really don't know. I don't know what his life is like. I don't know what his situation is like. And I'm allowing myself to be distracted or derailed by his stuff or her stuff. And it was actually very humorous when I looked at it that way. And it doesn't matter how hard I'm working, doesn't matter what effort I'm putting in, if I feel like I'm being a brainiac and I'm producing crazy, crazy, crazy results, but then something happens, I get distracted because I'm comparing myself to somebody else, something else, where I should be, what I should be at, what my results should be, all those things. So I have this going on in my head yesterday, and I'm thinking about, you know, I'm going to do my own thing. And about a week and a half ago, my trainer was telling me about this new eating plan that he's on. And I thought, you know, I can stand to lose a few pounds and get a little more fit and you know, be a better role model. So I said, well, let me see what you're doing. So I got in touch with his nutrition coach. And have I told you, by the way, the value, the importance of having a coach? I mean, maybe it's this podcast, maybe it's listening, and I'm your coach right now. And if that's the case, then give me a booyah, because if I'm giving you some information that's helping make your environment, your situation, your life different, better, hopefully not worse, but better, then I feel like a rock star. But coaches, it's incredible the power a coach has. And I, in the last 7 weeks, 8 weeks, I don't remember specifically looking at myself in the mirror and having one of those Oprah aha moments. But I remember I said, okay, I'm going to dedicate myself to more coaches. I want to bring more coaches, like really high-end quality coaches. And when I, you know, for the last 20 years in helping other people reach their success, that's one of the things that I always talk about, coaching. So much like the Dalai Lama would say, if I'm prepared to do it myself, then I can guide other people to do it. So I really wanted to up my game in the coaching realm, which I have. I've got to add some phenomenal coaches into my circle. So my trainer, Dave, he tells me about this nutrition plan. I reach out to his nutritionist, Dr. Pete. Dr. Pete is more than happy to provide me of service. And he sends me this meal plan. And it's insane. This meal plan is insanely ridiculous. Like, I'm looking at the clock right now thinking, I need to wrap this up, because I have to have a meal, and I'm stoked. I'm excited because I want to get on this meal plan. But it started because Dave, my trainer's on the meal plan, and he's telling me how great it is. And I want to be like Dave. I want to be more like Dave. He's fit. It's like religion for him in the gym, and it can be for me. It has been for me. But right now I have other things on the go. I have podcasts to do. I have speaking engagements to get to. You know the drill. So there's things happening. So I get this Dr. Pete, get this meal plan. It is crazy, like egg whites and tuna and boring and plain. And then when I was about to start it, I realized, yeah, I can handle this. I can totally do this. So I started 3 days ago. 3 days ago, people. I'll check in with you each day. And and by the way, I am committed to doing a podcast every day. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Hopefully it's good content. Hopefully you come back. Hopefully you give me like thumbs up and gold stars and all those wonderful ratings here on iTunes. But I'm going to do a podcast. So I'll keep you posted daily on how I'm doing with this meal plan. This meal plan is supposed to be 7 days. But then when I look a little closer, it's actually a 7-week, 7-day program. So, you know, 7 consecutive weeks, that's 7 days. 7 times 7, 49. So 49 days. I'm on day 3. And so 46 days to go, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But anyways, I get this meal plan. I start on it. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. And then I'm at the gym. And even though I'm feeling good, I'm excited. I mean, do the tote board here. And I don't know if this is like you, but let's stop for a second. Let me look at being the moment here. Let me look at the things I have going on. I want good coaches. Got them. Check. I'm following through on the coaching. Got it. Check. I'm now inspired. I'm excited. I'm stoked. Check. And a little booyah on the side. And then I go to the gym and I see the guy beside me who in my mind is maybe not as big as me or not as strong. He's actually doing more bench than me. And there was another time, like there's another reminder of that comparison thing. It's like out of nowhere. I'm stoked. I'm fired up. I'm like ready to tackle the world. Whatever you've got, whatever the guy beside you has, bring it on. I'm going to blow through it and I'm going to go search for more. And yet in that moment, when I compare myself to somebody or something else, I get derailed. Incredible. Like unbelievable. So in that moment, I focused on my next rice cake and focused on what I'm doing. And I don't have a six pack yet, but that's in the plans. It's in the cards, people. It's in the cards. So comparison, man. Like I'm fired up. I have got the proverbial fire in the belly. I'm ready. And the comparison comes in and I'm standing still, not able to move. Anyways, so I'm getting better at it. So I was able to like shift through it. So as that's happening during the day, later in the afternoon, I go to my training center, and in addition to the Pillars of Greatness program and doing podcasts and building curriculum and speaking around the world, maybe not around the world yet, but speaking, I also own a company. I've for the last 20 years, I've been working with athletes, various athletes, and here in good old Canada, we are hockey people. So it's been predominantly around hockey, and that's actually another podcast. We talk about breaking into a market that either doesn't exist or that people criticize you. That's actually what my next podcast is going to be. Maybe not my next one, but soon I'm going to talk about breaking through the resistance of the challenges. But so back to comparison. So I'm comparing myself. And even when I do this podcast, like there's other podcasters out there. There's other people out there doing this stuff. Am I better than them? No. Are they better than me? I don't know. But they're doing it longer. And I listen to their intro and they're a little bit more excited, or their intro is a little more polished. How many people, like how many hands can you put in the air? Like when you see somebody else that's a little more refined or polished from your perspective, that they're better, they're more prepared, they have a more polished professional platform that they're bringing to the market, or they have a little more zest, a little more zing to what they're doing, right? I mean, that's, I've got my hand up and I'm with you. That comes in. But that's the comparison piece, right? So I have this training center. So yesterday, I'm in this, you know, the comparison, I'm aware of it. I'm carrying my grocery bag with food to the training center because in this diet I'm eating every 2 hours, which is really cool, almost religion that keeps me focused on my eating. And I get there, and yesterday was testing day for the athletes. Now, some athletes love this because it's a chance to get up and just bust through their barriers and see how much they've transformed and how much they've evolved. How many people see that? Maybe you open up your financial documents. Okay, maybe that's a bad example because the last little while hasn't been good. But maybe there's something else. Maybe you're lucky. Maybe you do open your financial portfolio and your monthly statements and you see a huge improvement. We're human nature. That's what we do. And I you know, nothing breeds success like progress. Nothing breeds success like progress. So for me, when I open up that envelope or I look at the number and yesterday was there, today there's more, yeah, there's a sense of progress. I feel like I'm accomplishing something. As long as I don't compare myself to someone else and his portfolio because he's got millions and I don't. But the truth is, I like to see the growth. And so we're doing testing. So in walks this group of athletes. They're 16, 17-year-old men, young men, boys. And we start testing. And I don't realize it because I'm in the zone. I'm in the work. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get the testing done. And we have a protocol we do and going to walk all these guys through. But then about 15 minutes into it, I realize that the energy in the room, the vibe, is different than it usually is when these guys come in to train. And I think, interesting. So I kind of take a step back and I watch. You know, one guy's going to the bathroom. One guy's, you know, worried about his shoes. And another guy's, like, making fun of that guy's shoes. And someone, I have Dan, my shoulder. I got this thing going on with my shoulder. Like, all these things, like, they're coming at me, like, out of nowhere. And then it dawns on me. This is the comparison game that they're all playing. But how many of you get into a situation where you're more concerned about the result and what the comparison will mean than you are about putting the effort in? Right? I mean, that's what I went through early in the day yesterday, right? I'm caught up in comparing myself to something else, somebody else, and I have no clue what his race is all about. I have no clue what his life is. I have no clue what he did to get there. I mean, this guy may look little, but he may have had the world's greatest coaches. He may have a genetic pool or a genetic predisposition. For anybody that doesn't know what that means predisposition means that you just basically born with it. And I don't know. Who knows what he's done? But these kids, these young men, are doing the same thing. And it's all the same stuff. We're doing physical testing. Rawr, like me, Tarzan, you, Jane. This is the bravado of now I'm going to outclass you in. And this is basic stuff we're doing. It's push-ups. It's chin-ups. It's standing long jump. It's vertical jump. Anybody that's ever taken a gym class knows these exercises, has either done them well, didn't do them well. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares how much I'm bench pressing? What matters is I want to get somewhere. I want to reach a goal. I've hired the coaches. I'm following the steps that have made people millionaires, billionaires. I'm following the same process to get there. That's all that matters. Because I'm in the moment when I look at that. The moment I compare myself, I lose all of that. Like, that doesn't matter in my mind. So, and I could see these kids go through the same thing. So up we go. So chin-ups, you know, and it varies. Some kids did 9, one guy did 19, one guy did 0. Fortunately for him, there was another guy that did 0. So he didn't feel like a 0. And they were using not so much the scores, and this is the comparison part. It wasn't the score that the athlete recorded, 1, 0, 19, whatever, chin-ups. It was what they made that mean to them within the team. I got 0, I'm no good. I got 15, I'm not as good as the 19. I don't know if you do that, but I do that. I've done that. Like, I'm good, but not as good. And when I'm in that place, I have no fire in the belly, baby. I am like fired out. I may as well have the entire local fire department come in and spray me down and throw me in a pool and leave me there like a soaking wet rat. There's no fire. There's no spark. There's no ember. There's no pilot lamp. There's nothing. And that's what I saw these guys doing. So it was like, it blew me away that because I was going through it, and this brings me back to the Dalai Lama thing, right? Well, because I was willing to look at my traits and style of comparison, then all of a sudden I'm open to everything else that's going on. I mean, take that with you, that, you know, when you see something in your life and you're really willing to deal with it, you'll be amazed at how you see the things in your life become different. So lose the frustration and the anger to the things that aren't working well and focus on why. What are you comparing against? What are you judging yourself? And so stop that. And the things around you, the cloud will lift. So rather than me being in an environment where I'm frustrated or where I'm challenging guys to push and push and push, and I don't understand why there's this different energy, I got it. These guys are all comparison. So then we went on to push-ups. Whoa, push-ups. If you want to measure a guy's bravado, see how many push-ups or bench press he can do. You know, standing long jump? You know, white men can't jump. So that's probably why I'm not a good jumper. Chin-ups? I don't have good upper body strength. My arms are weak. I used to use this one in high school. I broke my wrists and I broke one of them twice and the other one once. So that was a good excuse. Yeah, my wrists aren't strong enough, as if chin-ups have anything to do with your wrist strength other than holding the freaking bar. But anyways, go to push-ups, same thing. And then when I would interrupt or stop their drill because they broke down and the test was over, I'd get this look, like, why'd you stop me? Well, they weren't interested in their score. They were comparing themselves and then ranking themselves accordingly based on the peer group, based on the guy beside them who had either gone or who's about to go and in his opinion would probably be able to out-push up his score. So I watched this for an hour. It was incredible. I felt like I was this fly on the wall, and yet I was in the moment. And the thing is, all of these guys, all of them, as this happened, they were not in the moment. They weren't in the moment. They were trapped in this comparison. So the session ended, and I have all their scores, and I'm going to get their information back to them. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. I walk downstairs, leaving the training center, and I find a few of the kids are there with their parents. And believe it or not, the parents are making the comparisons and the excuses before I even have a chance to say goodnight. The parents, the adults, are also in the comparison mode. Well, you know, my son didn't do as much as I heard that Rick did 19. Yeah, well, you know, my son, he's been, you know, he's been kind of doing this thing and hasn't, you know, chin-ups haven't been his thing. And I, you know, just kind of chuckled. So comparison, people, it does nothing. Well, it does a lot, actually. It does a lot if you want it to. If you want to focus on comparing yourself, knock yourself out. Go nuts. But you probably won't listen to any more of my podcast, and you won't go to my online program because you won't want what I have to offer. So I'm saying stop comparing. All it will do is suck the fire, the passion, the energy out of you, like right out. And you know what you're good at. You know what you do well. You know what you can do. You know what your goals are. So focus on those. Let those be the things that excite you, that fire you up, that light the lamp. Not what the guy or the girl beside you is doing or not doing. Lead your own race. It's a challenge. I get it. But it's really simple. If you stop and think that your mind has the ability, has the power, has the strength to choose what you want or to get caught up in the comparison world. And we've heard it for years. You know, do as the Joneses do. Do it, you know, all of those cliches. Let them go. Stop comparing. When you see someone that has something, be happy for them. If you can't be happy for them, then don't give it any thought. Just see them as another person who's achieving, who's doing something that has no bearing on you. I mean, can you imagine if Steve Jobs had have compared himself and used his world around him as a barometer for how he proceed with his vision? Forget about the business, but his vision. Can you imagine? Imagine what I'm recording right now on a MacBook Pro. I have an iPhone beside me that's rung a few times. You may have heard it. I have iPhone earbuds. Like I'm surrounded by this stuff. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to share this message with you. I wouldn't be able to push my content out the way that I do. All of the podcasts I have in the danblackburn.com website, in the Pillars of Greatness program. By the way, if you're looking for direction, if you're looking for some leadership, some ways to get the ball rolling, to create some momentum. I said before about making progress. Nothing breeds success like progress. So if you're looking to get that, you're looking to get started, don't worry about what the other person's done. Don't worry about where they're at. Don't worry about what their message is. Like, if you know it's true for you, check out the website, Pillars of Greatness program. It's a 10-week program. It's phenomenal. We have a lot of fun. We connect through webinars. You'll have access to me. That might not be a good thing for some people, but really, it's we have a blast. It's an amazing time, and the growth you'll get is incredible. So follow your own beat. Like, if I didn't have all of this stuff, I wouldn't be able to get this message to you. And I wouldn't have this stuff if one guy called Steve Jobs wasn't willing to leave the herd and follow his passion and have zero attachment to what the people around him are doing. So lose the comparison, people. That is my message for today. First podcast, did I tell you that? First one of many to come. You know, I love to talk. My mom told me years ago, this is, you ain't learning nothing when you're talking. And I said, yeah, I guess you're right. But sometimes when I'm talking, I'm helping other people learn. So I'll keep sharing. keep offering up the anecdotes, the stories, the experiences, my experiences. And hey, I'm like you. I'm just like you. I have passion. I have fire. My goal is to inspire people. I'm speaking on stages now. I'm living my dream. And it's because I'm following what I want. I'm not getting caught up in the distractions, in the comparisons. You know, we should have like some scary music, like comparison. And make it something scary. Because maybe that will be a way to pull you out. Whatever you're doing in your life, your business, maybe you're trying to make a transition in your life. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe you are in a job you want to leave. Maybe you want a promotion. I don't know. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. You keep comparing yourself to the people around you, and you keep comparing yourself to the things that you see around you, you'll stay right where you are. You'll stay right where you are. So give up your comparison, start focusing on what you want, and live a masterful, playful, incredibly powerful life. I don't have any funky music yet on the in and the out. Maybe I'll get to that soon. So this will be my voice saying goodbye, and when I'm done, it will be done. Have a phenomenal day. Truly. Enjoy it. Love the things around you. Each and every one of them, and each and every person in your life. And I got to go because I get on the phone with my coach to help me do more webinars and build up my website, web traffic, danblackburn.com, and Facebook, The Real Dan Blackburn. And yeah, man, that's it. Have a wicked day. Remember, dream, then plan, then go and execute. Talk soon.